Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crowe, and I'm joined today by Emerald McIntyre at the Downtown Gallery Crawl. Welcome, Emmy.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing great.
Now, it's a big year for the Downtown Gallery Crawl. It doesn't seem like it's been this long. The 10th year of crawling downtown and looking cool art.
That's right. I actually started college in 2009, and you know, I've kind of been here through the beginning and now to the 10th anniversary, and seeing it from all angles, and it's pretty awesome to see how it's grown.
So the big finale for year number 10 is coming up this Thursday night in downtown Monroe and West Monroe. What time do you guys get started down there?
So from 5 to 9, we'll be out in the streets over on Antique Alley in West Monroe and Art Alley in Monroe, and also on South Grand over by the River Market. We have another gallery there, the Garrett House.
What kind of things go on other than art at an art crawl?
Well, I mean, this is just a big party. So we're going to have music and food and drinks, and food trucks are going to be out there. You know, we're going to have artists out on the street as well. So pretty much just come out and have a great time. It's just a big party.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. It's all the Downtown Arts Alliance puts this on and kind of has been instrumental in getting things happening downtown. Let's start on Art Alley.
Right.
If you don't know, that's used to be Second Street, but now
it's
Art Alley. The Sugar Gallery's on Art Alley. What's going on at Sugar?
Sugar Gallery has six resident artists, and they are in the same gallery each crawl every other month. And these artists are multifaceted, just crazy. Different types of art. There's lamps that someone has made. Chris Cox is making these beautiful lamps out of reclaimed wood. There's watercolor artwork. There's painting. There's wildlife photography by Berg Ransom. It's just a really diverse show.
And, you know, I always like the guitars in there.
Yeah.
I like looking at the art made from guitars. I used to own a music store, and I was too lazy to pay a sign company thousands of dollars for my music store sign.
Right.
But I had some busted up guitars, and I screwed them on a piece of plywood and put them out in front of my music store. Well, the birds started living in them, and then suddenly I started making birdhouses out of guitars. So I thought that's kind of cool.
That's a neat idea.
So that's at Sugar.
Right.
Then the Arnder Studio and Gallery, what's going on over there?
That one's still a surprise to me, but right next to that is the Downtown Gallery, and the curator is Ricky Sykes, and he's actually going to be displaying his own work this time around. He's graduating with his master's from Louisiana Tech, and he's going to be displaying these massive paintings that are part of his thesis work. So, and he'll be there. You know, that's a great part about the crawl, is that the artists are there, and they're ready to talk to you about their work. You know, they want you to come up and ask them about it and get to know them.
Ricky sounds kind of cool. It's He says, the dangers of prescribed medications and the effects on people from the underlying nature of the pharmaceutical injury.
Right. Industry.
Industry.
You got it.
There may be some injury there, too.
Yeah.
So he's looking at paintings on drugs.
I don't know if he's on drugs or if it's his,
It's interpretation of people on different drugs. That sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah, come talk to him about it.
Just right above all that, the Upstairs Gallery. What's happening up there?
Right. So there are two artists, Hannah Taylor and Daniel Moore, and their work is called, or their show is called Landscape and Flux. They're these paintings and sculptures. They sort of blend between landscape art or portraiture. It's kind of a weird mixture there, so it's a pretty interesting show. But and then right next door in the big room, I don't know if you know about Shirley the Elephant, but
I do know about Shirley
the
Elephant.
Oh my goodness,
she was the elephant forever when I was a little kid.
Right, yeah, at the zoo here, the Louisiana Purchase Zoo. So there's a book written by Mary Helen Blanchard, Shirley's story, and so this is the launch of her second edition of that book, and it's going to be available in the big room, and so I'm pretty excited to see that.
I actually saw some video of Shirley the other day.
Really?
She's like at an elephant preserve.
Almost
like
her 70th birthday.
She had run away from the cameras and had her a little spot out in the woods where she'd go be by herself.
Yeah.
Let's see. Big Room Gallery?
Right. That's we'll have Shirley's story there, and there it will also be an open studio going on. So there's four artists whose work will be sort of in process, you know, and they want you to come up and as well talk to them and see their work incomplete, but, you know, hear their story.
Now, a lot of people forget right outside on the wall by the railroad track, that's called the Outside Gallery.
Yeah, that's our newest gallery, and it's pretty awesome. The art's just hung right up outside in the elements, you know, and this gallery will be displaying also work by its curator, Amanda Rowe. She's a professor here at University of Louisiana Monroe, and she's got these massive paintings as well. Sort of talking about social media and, you know, our need to be connected with people, but also that instant happiness that people feel from social media.
West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau, Bayou Life Magazine are doing their 11th annual photo contest.
Right.
You'll be able to see the finalists and winners out on display. Now, down at the Garrett House, you might have to walk, but
yeah,
maybe not. You could ride the golf cart.
The golf carts are free, and they'll take you between Monroe, West Monroe, back and forth. You don't have to move your car. Another student out there, she was at ULM for fine art, and her senior show is going to be out there at the Garrett House.
Okay, now over in West Monroe, what's going on?
Right, so in West Monroe, Rumo's Gallery is a barbershop by day and a gallery by night for us. And Victoria Smith, she taught art classes out at West Monroe, and her art is just beautifully illustrated, whimsical. You got to come check her stuff out, too.
It's Emerald McIntyre with the Downtown Gallery Crawl. And, Emmy, if folks want to find out more about the crawl and where to go, there's no real order. You can do it however you want to. Where can they go to find out all the galleries and everything that's going on?
So if you pop into any of the galleries, we have maps to lead you all around the crawl. But also check us out online, downtowngallerycrawl.com, or look us up on Facebook, Downtown Gallery Crawl.
Downtowngallerycrawl.com. You can find out more, and you can go to our website, kedm.org.
Thank you.